Good evening. Welcome to the Smooth Side of Jazz on KKRN Bella Vista 88.5 FM, listener-supported community radio. This is Don Cooper, your host. I have an announcement about an upcoming event. This is a concert at Old City Hall, 1313 Market Street in Reading. New Blue, a North Carolina bluegrass band, will perform. This will be on Sunday, August 5th, from 3 to 6 p.m. There will be beer, wine, and other beverages and food for sale at the event. Tickets are available on Eventbrite for $15. There will be an opening band. Looking forward to that concert. Our two-hour program is only on for 1 hour on the last Saturday of every month. As I have done before during our shortened weeks, I will suspend our look at artists in order to catch up with some of the great new 2018 releases occurring at the present time. I will, as always, still play for you this week's Billboard's top three songs in smooth jazz in the middle of this hour. Let's start with the most recent. Pianist and drummer Skinny Hightower released a highly successful album, Emotions, last year with the number one song, Taboo. Oddly, he claims to never listen to smooth jazz, although it is the primary target of his music. The reason, he says, is that he always wants to present a fresh perspective to his music. On July 6th, he just released a single, I presume to be part of an album later. This is that brand new single titled One Way Street. Saxophonist Alon Trautman, inspired by Grover Washington Jr., Kirk Whalum, and Najee, displays his own fresh ideas and distinctive tone with the release of his new album, Incomparable, on June 22nd. From that album, this is his song, Dreaming Of. Also, on June 22nd, sax man Dave Cause and his troupe of smooth jazz superstars released their album Summer Horns 2 from A to Z. I have for you another selection from that album. Played now is a medley of Get Away and That's the Way I Like It. We'll be right back. June 8th, jazz singer and songwriter Michael Franks released his first studio album in 7 years titled The Music in My Head. He indeed does have beautiful music running around in his head. This is our first listen from this great new album. His song is the title track.
Stay up late at night reading in a one-half floaters past midnight in my bed. I like to walk out early in the morning in the scented woods and listen to the music in my head. The music in my head. Please don't misunderstand me. I promise you I'm not crazy. When I get the blues, I wait for my muse to turn up sound and save me. Storm drums, distant timpani. With the cicadas droning just like sitars in a rock of which the wind accompanies. The wind chime plays pentatonic.
are listening to The Smooth Side of Jazz on KKRN 88.5 FM, listener-supported community radio, operated entirely by volunteers that donate their time. We are happy to have you on board. I will return to new releases shortly, but now it is time for our weekly review of the Billboard Top 3 songs in smooth jazz for this week. The top three continue to be the same as last week, but the trend looks like a big shake-up next week. Number 4, Your Magic from Brian Culbertson, and number 5, All I Want from Jesse J, had huge increases in radio airplay and are gaining ground. With a slight increase in play and continuing for a third week at number 3 this week is multi-instrumentalist Vincent Ingala. We have mentioned on previous shows that his May 4th release of his album was named Personal Touch because Ingala played all of the instruments on the album, saxophone, guitar, drums, and keys, in addition to writing most of the songs. Continuing to be this week's number 3 is the title track from Ingala's great new album, Personal Touch. Reagan Whiteside is experiencing the biggest hit of her career, and with a small increase in radio airplay, is attempting to move up to the top spot. She is a songwriter, flautist, vocalist, and all-around musical adventurer. From her album, I Love This Imaginative Title, Treble Maker, Reagan continues for a third week as Billboard's number 2 with her song, Corey's Bop. For a fourth week in a row, Billboard's number one song for this week is from Canadian composer and multi-instrumentalist Jeff Ryan, who released this song early on March 16th and is a part of his album Embrace. Billboard's number one is titled Up and Up, which is exactly what this song has done to the top of the charts. That completes our look at Billboard's top three for this week. Number three is Personal Touch from Vincent Ngala. Number two is Corey's Bop from Reagan Whiteside. And number one is Up and Up from Jeff Ryan. Coming up next, I will continue with new releases featuring the absolute latest in smooth jazz, all from 2018. Let's begin this segment with the terrific sax of Danish-American Michael Lington from his June 8th release of the album Silver Lining. This song is Break the Ice. Italian-American pianist and composer Paolo Rusticelli released a single June 6th that I hope will be part of a new album. This is his latest song, Magic Life. Guitarist Nick Colleone's new album released April 27th is titled Just Being Me. From that album, we have the song Latin Lover. I have one from Three Style's new album, Reasons to Love, featuring Czech Republic saxophonist Magdalena Shovenkova. The song is Missing You. Mm-hmm. You are listening to The Smooth Side of Jazz on KKRN Bella Vista 88.5 FM listener-supported community radio. This is Don Cooper, your host. It has been my pleasure to share music I love with you, and I thank you for listening. I welcome your comments, suggestions, and questions. I can be reached at my email at smoothside@kkrn.org. Our station is run entirely by volunteers, and we need your help to stay on the air. Donations can be made on our station's website at kkrn.org. For our close this evening, I would like to play for you another new release. This is from pianist Brian Culbertson's Valentine's Day release of the album Colors of Love. This song has reached Billboard's number 4 smooth jazz song this week and is gaining momentum towards the top with increasing radio play. The song is titled Your Magic. See you next week.